Hello, welcome to episode 4 of the Elizabeth Kasuja Talks podcast. Here we talk about mental wellness, mindset, and personal development. If you have been here before, it is so wonderful to have you back. Welcome back. And if it is your first time here, you are so welcome. I have a great feeling you are going to love it here. I want to give a special shout out to people from Uganda, Kenya, United States, Congo, Mauritius, United Kingdom, Ireland, Fiji, Angola, and South Africa. That's where most of my listeners are coming from. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm excited about having you here. Today, I want to talk about the best time to start something new. So I'm going to get right into it. In life, I've come to realize that the most important step is always the first step. It's the hardest, but it's also the most important. Because if you take that first step and you tell yourself, you know what, I'm just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You just keep taking one step at a time. All those old sayings are actually really true. Well begun is half done. You know, don't get it perfect, just get it going. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. All these old sayings are true. And I've found that nothing is more exhausting than the task that never started. And strangely, starting is usually harder than continuing. There is a Chinese proverb I really like. It says, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is now. And to share a personal story with you. And first, let me set the scene. I was in a foreign country and the air conditioning was set too hot because it was cold outside, but I was shivering. I felt super cold and it felt like everything was moving in slow motion. It really felt like a movie. But I know my handicap. For as long as I can remember, I've had a deadly fear of public speaking. I get a violent physical reaction whenever I'm forced to share my innermost thoughts with a crowd. And just to help you understand what it feels like those few moments before I have to go to the stage, I feel like my heart drops to my feet and then it's like my chest is empty, like I can feel there is a thud, but it feels like my heart is no longer there. And then my temperature goes really high while I shiver on the inside. And I can feel my blood. I can feel my blood rushing through my veins. I can genuinely feel that. And my ears ring very loudly. It's almost like I go partially deaf, like I can perceive that people are talking around me, but I do not quite hear what they say. My legs turn to rubber, and many times I need to sit right before I go on stage. That's because my legs become super weak and I feel like they can't support my weight. Many times I forget to breathe. And I have to consciously remind myself to breathe and then speak. Why am I telling you this? I finally got a hack that works. One of my professors at Drake University, Dr. Laura Keenan, she took a special interest in me and wanted to help me with my public speaking. She told me, your brain does not distinguish what's real from imaginary. And that's also kind of why when you have a nightmare, your heart rate will go up. You'll feel really scared. Your brain cannot tell that you are necessarily dreaming. To it, it seems real. She also told me that the same place where that nervousness and anxiety comes from is the same place where excitement sits for people who are not afraid of public speaking. So it comes down to me to hype myself before I have to speak and convince myself what I'm feeling is actually excitement and not anxiety. I just wanted to put that out there for anyone who might be struggling with, you know, public speaking. It will really help. You see, I know my handicap. I want to be a public speaker, but I struggle with the start. I know my handicap, so I always prepare extensively for any presentation or speech I need to give, and everything eventually falls into place. Keyword being eventually. Some of the best speakers of all time have their beginnings memorized. They either start off with a joke or they memorize how they introduce themselves. The start is always hard, no matter what it is that you're doing. And usually, once you can get over that hurdle of the start, it's easier to continue. With my public speaking, I've discovered that all I need to do is get through the first 2 minutes and everything is fine. The difficulty always lies in the start. I usually do well to remember to apply this concept to other aspects of my life, that as long as I start, everything else will fall into place. I want to promise you that as long as you start, everything else will fall into place. The universe will respond to whatever your needs are. The people that you need to help you along on your journey will suddenly appear. The resources that you need will now be foremost on your mind, and you'll be able to, you know, attract them. And even if things do not go according to your plan, you learn a valuable lesson as you trek on in this journey we call life. So, think about it. What is it that you want to start that you're so afraid of starting? Is it a new business? Is it a side hustle? Is it a new skill you want to learn? Maybe you want to learn how to develop websites or the Adobe Suite, graphic design maybe. Or maybe you are like my best friend and you want to start a podcast, but something is holding you back. You don't know what. The conditions are not 100% perfect for you. You don't have the equipment you want to start with. You don't have a soundproof studio. Whatever it is, in life I have learned that too often we fall victim to our own waiting. We feel that we have to wait for just the right moment to be promoted, to be appointed, to be ready, to be somehow chosen by the powers above, as if there will suddenly be a moment when everything just makes perfect sense and the road to our dreams is effortless. But the truth is, it's usually just a matter of thinking. Just ask yourself, why not me? Why not now? And right now, in today's digital interconnected world, you have access to everything you could ever need. You can connect with almost anyone that you need to know through social media. You can build your own relationships and professional networks. It can be on social media, it can be on a professional network like LinkedIn. You can reach out to people who are way above your pay grade through a simple tweet or a Twitter DM. You can design and create your own portfolio and products, and you can learn how to do all these things through simple videos on YouTube. You can use blogging and content marketing to attract attention. You can attract customers. You can attract funding. I know this for a fact because I've done it. Basically, what I'm saying is you can choose your own path. You can choose to follow whatever course you wish to follow. And you can begin to make things happen right now without even calling attention to yourself. So if it's a podcast you want to start but you're not sure of yourself, start that podcast. Don't tell anyone about it. Don't tell anyone how they can find the podcast. Just start it for you. Only you get to listen to it and you get to improve yourself. Or maybe you'll, with time, you could let people in. Maybe you want to start a blog. Start with one blog article. Maybe you want to start a business. Do your research. Find out what are other people who are in the business right now. What are they doing? How could they innovate better? And as long as you take a small step forward, just one, and then another, and then another, you will grow more capable and more confident with every single new step you take. Just know that the right time to start, the best time to start something new, is right now. Ask yourself, what's the smallest thing I can do towards the goal I want to achieve? So sometimes that small thing could be going on Facebook and searching for people who are doing something similar to what you want to do. Other times it could be binge reading articles of people detailing how they went about doing whatever it is you want to do. Other times it could be reaching out to someone that you know can help you for mentorship, or to volunteer help, or just to learn from them. Or maybe it's putting out a tweet, or maybe it's starting social media pages for whatever you want your thing to be. Whatever it is, figure out what the smallest thing is that you can do and start with that. And then every single day, do one small thing. But ultimately, the most important thing you can do is to start right now. Our race, the human race, generally dislikes failing. But if you want to overcome your fear of starting something new, you have to realize that sometimes you will be wrong and you have to be okay with it. Basically, what I'm saying is you don't have to always be right. You just have to not be too worried about being wrong, because being wrong from time to time is inevitable. And people who take the position of always being right and confident, many times they're just cocky. They think they know everything and they want you to know it too, that they know everything. Ironically, their need to always be right imprisons them from being able to learn from their mistakes. Don't be the person who's too rigid in what you believe in that you can't learn from your mistakes. So be aware that you sometimes be wrong and be okay with that fact, and allow yourself to stand strong in the limelight of your own truth without seeking external validation. One day I'll talk about how validation has killed dreams, but today I just want to reemphasize, reassure you, the only validation you really need is your own. Do not accept other people's definition of your life except your own. Do not always be out there seeking approval only from other people, and you know, forgetting that the most important person in this relationship, the person you've had the longest relationship with, is yourself. You only need like two or three people, like, to, you know, you can seek approval from people who truly matter to you, but it should not be that everyone has to be telling you how amazing you are, how much they love what you're creating. And if people are not sucking up to you and telling you what a wonderful person you are, then you won't perform. Which brings me to my next point. It's important, if you're going to start something new, to build true confidence. And to build true confidence, you have to not mind being wrong. You have to take a stand and then admit it if and when you realize your standpoint is wrong. Basically, all I'm saying is there is a lot of try and error that will help you discover what is right. And finding out what is right is way more important than always being right. And when you've built true confidence, you have allowed yourself to be able to admit when you're wrong, and you are building security for yourself to learn to back down graciously and adjust to whatever conditions are around you and carry on. In my last episode, I talked about 5 unexpected ways you can build true confidence, so you should check that out. I also want to recommend a book called Carry On Moria. If you still really need a real boost in building that true core confidence. And then last but not least, I can't overemphasize this point. Think positively about yourself. Many times we look outward for that positivity and we do not learn how to create the positive vibe from within ourselves for ourselves. When we think negatively about ourselves, we unintentionally project these feelings of negativity onto others. It's not so obvious, but many times we project those feelings onto others in form of insults, in form of gossip, incidental neglect, etc. And to break this cycle of negativity, I would recommend that you get in the habit of praising other people. If someone looks nice, tell them. If someone does a good job, applaud them. If someone achieves something, celebrate them, celebrate with them. And refrain from engaging in, you know, gossip about your friends and backstabbing them, and make an effort to compliment others around you. Make an effort to spread their kindness, to be kind to others. Make an effort always to remember that you are someone you love too, and you need to be kind to yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to be brave enough. You need to be positive. You need to create this positivity for yourself to help you overcome your fears so you can start whatever new thing it is you want to start. So, in summary, the very best time to start something new is right now. Think of the smallest thing you can do as far as whatever you want to start goes, and one thing at a time. Take one step at a time. Think of the smallest thing and start right now. In fact, as you're listening to this, start right away. Say this after me. I have all I need to make a change now. I have all I need to make a change now. And I want you to realize that you really do have all you need to make a change now. So whatever it is that you want to start, the best time to start something new is right now. Be wrong and be okay with it, and learn to accept help. build true self-confidence within yourself and think positively about yourself and others around you. And just to reiterate, you have all you need to make a change right now. The very best time to start something new is now. I hope this has been helpful for you. I know I listen to it when I'm dragging my feet because there is something I want to start, but I've been dragging my feet. Let me know, when was the last time you started something new? What was it and how is it going now? Or if you want to start something new, tell me, what are some of the things that are holding you back, that are making you feel like the time to start is not now? Let's talk about them. Let's see if these are hurdles we can brainstorm around and overcome together. And that said, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Elizabeth Kasuja Talks podcast. I've been your host. Wait, what? I've been your hostess, Elizabeth Kasuja. Until next Wednesday, take care. Stay awesome. God bless.